Good morning, good
Good
morning, good
morning.
morning.
Morning, Vince. All right, so hey, we're talking about time this week, and just kind of as a little, the dynamic duo. Hey, thank you. Good morning for
Good
that.
morning.
We received the dynamic duo thing.
Yay!
We're talking about time this week, and we want some input from you. So today's going to be kind of big picture, just a couple of like just notices about time in general. But we want to get some input from you guys. You can go to our inbox at Facebook. And inbox us a message on there is a great way. If you want to post it on here, we're going to rewatch this again later tonight. And
and I have an iPad to kind of see it too.
So you can see them now. But we're going to go through and take notes on those. We want to really address your time questions. Questions about time. How to make the most of your time. How to manage your time. How to be productive with your time. How to multiply your time. Increase your time. And we're also going to talk about some of the illusions that we all carry about time that we've had to kind of learn in order to... I guess as time goes by, to have the most that we can possibly share with it. Sometimes we share our story mm-hmm. with people, and we'll talk about experiences we've had of business and learn how to ride bulls mm-hmm. and some
all
of this,
kinds of fun stuff.
I hired a trainer, taught me how to ride bulls.
So thank you, Lewis, for sharing.
We started a record label in Nashville, and we toured mm-hmm. For a couple years doing music. We lived in a children's home in Mexico, and we stopped, went to ministry school, and built business
all,
again.
Man.
So lots of things. And so how to use time to where you can really get a lot of done, where you can really live a lot of lives within your life. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the week.
And excited, if you don't know us, we are David and Stacy Whiten.
Forgot that part. My
That's
bad.
Good. We do Periscopes. Monday through Friday around 11 when we take our coffee break. We got our coffee.
Good morning.
Coffee.
Salute.
Exactly. So Salute. While our coffee break, we have earned millions of dollars in the direct sales and network marketing industry. But our focus has truly been to help others to succeed in business, but at the same time for their relationships to flourish.
Hello, comrade.
For their marriage to be better. For the relationship with their kids to be better. For their friendships to be better. For extended family, for that to be better. That... Truly, you can have it both. You can have both. You can have an incredible relationship and make money at the same time.
And relationships with your dog to be better.
That's true. Exactly.
Hey, Grigsby, you want to make a guest appearance on Periscope? Grigsby made a guest appearance on our Facebook page yesterday. He was watching the Chiefs with me. And
he did.
He has a referee jersey that he wears during the game. And I'm not really superstitious, but they tend to do really well when he wears it. And so he has to wear his referee jersey
Very
during the
important.
Games. So
thank you so much for all of your hearts today. We are
went over
so
700,000 hearts on Friday in the last couple of months. So that's pretty amazing with
so
you guys.
So excited. Thank you guys so much for all your hearts. And we do have some recognition for that.
Yes, Kathleen Crumpton.
Thank you, Kathleen, for all your hearts
on
Friday.
Rob Tuberville, thank you,
thank
man.
Thank you,
you're
Rob.
Always,
and you're
a part
the
Sharon the
King too, man. You shared for us.
Ryan, I'm going to try and say this. Ryan Smerber.
Smerber.
Ryan Smerber. And the number one heart giver from
we
last
need a drum
Friday.
Roll.
Drum roll, Stacy. Tanya Hovelman. Or Hovelman. Tanya Hovelman. So,
Yay.
You know, we don't get into specific business things on here because we're trying to support a lot of people within the direct sales and network marketing industry. We're pretty firm believers that our competition is not with each other. Our competition is the couch. Our competition is... apathy, it's laziness, it's reality TV. We'd kind of encourage people to live a life that they would want to make a reality show about, you know, become the show, don't just watch the show.
Exactly.
So, you know, we really try to get out of the hole, and we will probably block people if they kind of promote their business, because it's not about that. There's plenty enough to do. We talk a lot about prosperity coming from a place that there's an abundance of great prospects. You don't have to come on our Periscope and find them. There's an incredible abundance of opportunities, money, love, life, laughs, hugs, great friends, and good information.
Exactly. So this week we are talking about time. And so what we'd like you to do is questions about time, concerns about time, things that maybe you're struggling with. If you can inbox us on our Facebook, that would be amazing. So our Facebook page, David had it up earlier, but it is David and Stacy Whited. W-H-I-T-E-D.
Maybe somebody can type it on there. Ellen or someone on there.
David and Stacy Whited.
So go there, check that out. We put as much good information on there. It's going to be getting beefed up in January. We got some works in the background for a website and some other
stuff.
Yay,
we're so excited.
So good. Janelle, you can hear. That's awesome. So be formulating your questions. Like if you have specific questions, like with your children or, you know, and how you manage the time there and multiple schedules and maybe you're running two or three businesses at one time, you know, might be some questions. And so any questions that you have, be thinking about those. We're going to kind of stir up your thinking about time just a little bit today. But things that maybe you've struggled, if you've ever had arguments about time or frustrated about time, or you just, oh, I just wish I had more time, you know, and you're just like,
sounds familiar,
you know, I don't have enough time for that, you know, these kind of things. But we say a lot of things and tend to, this is an area that we sort of excuse people and allow them to speak death over a category of their life without questioning it.
And we all have the same amount of time.
Yes.
And so you really can't use that excuse because we all have the same. It's not like we have more time than somebody else.
Yeah.
We all have the same amount every single day. I love how you wrote this down, David. You know, so we have 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week, 730 hours in a month, 8,765 hours in a year. So it's all the same for everyone, no matter what.
So if that is the one even playing field.
Yes.
You know, for those of you entrepreneurs and you're starting a business, everyone begins their week with a fresh set of 168 hours.
Yes.
You know, you're going to start January 1st coming up. You do your resolution, champagne, high five. January 1st, you're going to have 730 hours that next month that evens the playing field amongst everybody. That's right, Janelle. It's a great equalizer amongst people. So, but we tend to make that an excuse. It's like, we make it personal. I just never have enough time. And it's like, we all have the same amount of time. That is the one thing that's a given. Everybody's different height than maybe IQ or ability or past experience or knowledge on a subject. We all have, those things are all variables. But one thing that is a consistent is the amount of time that we have.
Exactly.
So time is like, the thing I always look at time is kind of like a little bit like a river. It's like standing at the edge of a riverbank and it's flowing from like, say, up north, down south. And you cannot do a whole lot like, you know, I'm currently dealing with my current situation and I can't go upstream and change the water that's flowing in here. I can't change the amount of time that I have.
That's really good.
We can have our visual aid.
Yay!
Visual aid today, Stacy, brought to you by Vanna White.
Woo, look at
so
that.
It's just kind of just flowing by every second and you can never stop it. It kind of drives you crazy.
See it or not, there it is.
There's our time. We got that from our good friend Trinity Haskins and Colin Haskins, I think, once when we did a seminar in Chicago. So I keep that on my desk. That's a 1 hour time, what do you call it? Time glass? Hourglass.
Hourglass.
It's a 1 hour hourglass, which I guess most hourglasses probably are at 1 hour. That's how they got the name. So, but I'll put that if I'm going to start a task, like, hey, I'll flip it over and hey, I'm going to work on this for 1 hour. No phone calls, no Facebook, no interruptions, 1 hour, you know, dedicated to a task. But you're standing at a river, it's flowing by, you can really only see and address what's right in front of you at that moment. Now, you can throw a stick into the river, and that kind of goes downstream to a future version of yourself. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit of a day. Yeah, it's like,
I've been married to you for almost 23 years, and I've never, ever heard that analogy before. Dang, dude, you got some muscles up here.
I was thinking. So you can't change what's upstream from you. You can kind of address and look at what's here, but you can throw something into the river that's going to flow down to a future version of yourself.
So
we're going to have a day kind of dedicated to this concept of past you, current you, future you.
So
you're always currently living in a state of either a blessing or a curse, so to speak, from the past versions of yourself. The amount of books you've read, you know, or a gift, you know, or not to yourself, your weight or your health or
Even when you
things.
Go to bed at night, you know, what it is the next day, are you in debt to the day before?
Yeah.
You know, all of those things we're going
to
cover.
So we're going to have a whole day dedicated to that. So time's kind of like a river.
It is. Another thing that we're going to be covering is if you're in direct sales network marketing, how to really use your time wisely. We call it 2 to 3 year plans versus 45 year plan hours. We're going to talk about that one day and how to leverage your time and work smarter rather than harder.
To get as much done as possible in your time that you have. So
that's exactly right.
Gotta send some love to your future self, you know.
Thanks for all the brown hearts, by
the way. Yes, thank you. The chocolate M&M hearts.
Chocolate hearts.
And so, but that's something I'll probably say once every single day in just my regular life. I'll be like, thank you, Pastor David, for doing that. Then there's something I need to know, and I know it, and it's because I read a book in the past, or I watched something, or I attended a seminar. I'll say out loud, Thank you, past David, for reading that book, because current David now knows exactly what to do in this situation. So we're going to talk about how to implement some of those things in your life so you can begin sandbagging and setting your future self up for some massive success. And you start to kind of get some breakthroughs and appear smarter and better than you really are, which is always the key.
Exactly. So let's talk about some crazy terms that people talk about with time.
And you guys throw some on there. How do people use the words time in like nonsensical ways that truly don't make sense?
So we had things like save time.
Hey, that'll help you save time.
Yeah,
really?
Save time.
Do you have a box in your closet full of time? Like, here's some time.
Like a piggy bank.
I didn't use all this time in 1985, and it's here in this box, you know. And we try to, you know, I got our little schedule keeper out here. It's nothing too great. We got a chunk, you know, here of what we do with our time. But you try to use...
I don't have time. That's a good one.
I don't have time. I don't have time for that.
What? Everybody's got time.
I ain't got no time for that. You know, so that's an important thing.
Killing time. Those are good, guys. Those are really good.
Wasting time. You know, all time is not really wasting. It's just gone. You know, time is just gone.
Creating time.
Time is running out. Yes. It's like, you know, we don't like... Sorry, I've got a call. Everybody has a definite number of these little grains of sand in your hourglass, and it's just moving through. And it's like, we like to live sometimes if there's infinite amount, like, and we're always surprised when someone passes away. Not to make this kind of a
time
morbid
is
thing,
of the essence. That's
we all have limited time, and we look at it in terms of a day or a week. But you know, we can't save time. It's not like, oh, I'm so glad I got that extra 6 months from 1987 that I never used, and now I can, you know, implement it here. It's just there's no saving time.
Time flies. Time's not flying.
Time's not flying. It's not moving. Use time. How do I use my time? You can't use it, man. It's like a river just moving by. You can you're simply a silent observer, an observer to it coming by.
Most definitely.
So time flies, time management.
I don't have enough time on my plate. That's good.
Yeah. Time on my plate. Yeah. I got too many things on my plate. I don't have time for that. And so this is an area we talk a lot about speaking life. Everybody's probably seen my Speak Life band.
So Speak Life.
I got that on there every single day. But this is
time is on my side. That is really good.
It's also a good song. Used in a really good movie by Denzel Washington.
Oh, what was
with the cat.
Oh no, Fallen?
Fallen.
Oh!
Who's ever seen Fallen with Denzel Washington?
Watch it!
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is. That is the freakiest movie.
It's a good freaky, though.
No, it's freaky.
It's a good freaky. So, anyway, time though, ultimately is a mystery. And, you know, you feel a little bit like... God created it and placed us inside of a fish tank, and he's an outside observer, but we needed it. Everything is based on a cycle that's found, its foundation is in time. There's the sun moving around the planets, you got the moon, and everything is, it's a way to track a 24-hour cycle, you know, that works in this planet. If you've seen the Matt Damon movies on Mars, I forget how long a day was there, but the cycles are all totally different. It really kind of messed up my thinking. Or a year, you know, like one of our days is years there. And, you know, the time is only actually relevant to this planet. If you were on the moon or you were on Mars, time would be completely different. You know, time within space travel is a whole other issue altogether. But we look like it's a locked-in thing. Mm-hmm. But it's a way for us to track. Our bodies have chemical and hormonal cycles all based on days and weeks and months and years that all operate within our system. We're designed to sleep a little bit every 24 hours. We're designed to have a day of rest and actually shut down one day in seven. You know how that works. It just kind of, that's how our body is and things are designed to work. So time is something that kind of is there sort of as a guardrail, you know, that's there regardless of who you are, where you're from, to kind of help keep us on track. So send us your questions about time, and we're going to talk about them over the next at least 3 days. We have three specific lessons about time that really helped us a lot.
And so we are so excited about it. We're excited about talking about time with you guys and learning from you and hearing your questions. So it's going to be a great week. So we just bless your day. We bless your day with prosperity. We bless your day with favor. We bless your day with more time. We bless your day with better relationships. We bless your day with just looking around and thinking,
business time.
There you go.
Exactly.
My life gets better and better every day. So every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Yes. So you guys, make it a great day. Send us your questions. We've got some great things the next 3 days for sure on time. So make it a great
win. Make it a great day.
We're fading out with David Cook because he's from Kansas City.
Woohoo!
He's a huge Chiefs fan. And he's got a great song, Time of My Life.
Oh, so. Exactly. All Love right. you too. Have a great day.
Make it a great week, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Today really about entrepreneurs and how to work more wisely in your business, how to get more out of your time. So yes. We all have the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week.
Check out our meme on the Facebook page today. Exactly. Our amazing daughter created a meme that talks about the hours. Check it out. Yep. Heart it
we
up.
We all have the same. But how do you get more hours out of your hour? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
More hours per hour. And so
exactly.
A lot of the things we'll talk about this week have to do with like gauges on your dashboard as you're driving down the road. These are indicators of whether or not you're doing the right things, whether you're sowing seeds, they're going to reproduce 100-fold. And
yes.
And kind of like all hours are not created equal, all soil is not created equal. And so mm-hmm. Not everywhere that you plant an apple seed is going to necessarily produce an amazing apple tree. And that's the philosophy, truly, if you're involved mm-hmm. in the direct sales network marketing industry. It's this idea that I could be diligent today, and maybe I have another source for my food, a regular job that's meeting my family's financial needs, but at the same time, in my part time, in my spare time, mm-hmm. none of us really have time because there really is no such thing as time, and we'll talk more about that later this week. But in my spare time, I'm planting apple seeds that are going to, an apple seed doesn't produce an apple. Mm-hmm. And that's the principle. And
an
apple seed produces an apple tree that
Dude.
Has an ongoing harvest of apples that go, oh,
Amen.
no.
Come on.
And so it's not a 1-for-1 ratio. One kernel of wheat does not produce another kernel of wheat, a 1-to-1 ratio. Okay, everything that is within nature produces a multiplication factor. If you sow a mm-hmm. grain of wheat, now maybe not every one of those grains is going to produce into a stalk, but one grain of wheat that grows up produces 50, 20, mm-hmm. 30 inside of a bundle of wheat. Same thing with an apple tree. If it's taken care of and done right, it's planted in the right place and you're intentional, an apple yeah. seed produces an apple tree that you can just eat off for years.
That is so good.
So think about that with your time and run everything that we say today through that filter.
Yes. And so working harder does not actually equal more progress all the time. And so we call it like, the president of our company has an equation, T to the Q, meaning quality time, not just time put in, but it's the quality of the time that you're putting in. And that's really what we want to talk about today is how to produce that quality time. That if you're putting in 10 hours a week, how to get the best out of that 10 hours and how to get that to multiply just like those apples.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just apple for apple. It's a tree, you know, that it's producing that's going to produce apple upon apple.
Ongoing fruit that you can also sit underneath of and enjoy the shade from as well. So,
exactly.
One of my little hobbies, I love looking at company compensation plans. I like to look at it. Even when I meet somebody in a real estate agency, I'm like, you know, how do you get paid and how does this work here? And I always really enjoy talking about those things. It's kind of a hobby of mine. I've never seen a compensation plan that gives you an extra bonus, an extra 1% bonus on something for how tired you are when you go to bed at night.
That's good.
But we create that in ourselves, and it's kind of a misguided. You know, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up on a farm, and I kind of grew up with a misguided value for hard work. Now, is hard work important? Absolutely. Is it the fundamental key, and is it the only thing that's going to get you where you want to go? Absolutely not. And I see that as something mm-hmm. that creates more frustration and failure in the direct sales network marketing industry than almost anything. A misguided work ethic that you equate, I'm working so hard, I'm doing so many things, I'm going to bed exhausted at night, I couldn't possibly do any more. Why is this not replicating? Why is this not scaling up? Why can't it ever get bigger than my arms can reach? Mm-hmm. And there's specific reasons why. And again, like Stacy mentioned earlier, not all hours are created equal. And there's a scalability factor that's involved here. And,
exactly.
and there's two kinds of hours that we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. And the key to that David was talking about earlier, how to scale it up, is simple, duplicatable tasks that can be repeated by a large group of people. Simple, duplicatable tasks that can be repeated by a large group of people. Not hard tasks that can only be repeated by a small group of people.
First time I ever heard that sentence said, it was by Randy Gage. And when he said it, it like just mind blown.
Yes.
Because most of us pursue the exact opposite. Complicated, sexy tasks that sound really good and feel they meet that need in you that I'm working really hard, but are not necessarily duplicatable.
Exactly. And so everything we're going to talk about today needs to run through that filter. So if you're writing anything down today, you need to write down simple, duplicatable tasks that can be repeated by a large group of people. Simple, duplicatable tasks that can be repeated by a large group of people.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to difficult tasks that can only be repeated by a small group of people. So versus difficult tasks that can be only repeated by a small group of people.
So later in the week, we're going to get into some daily habits and routines of the successful.
Yes.
And one of them, I learned from Lee Iacocca, so this is a little preview of the future, but which has to do with time.
This is bonus.
There's no charge for this extra tip here. But Lee Iacocca would spend a few minutes on Sunday nights. You know, even when his kids were small, they'd put them to bed on Sunday nights, and he was the president of Chrysler Motor Corporation at the time. And he would put the kids to bed, and he would spend just 20, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, and he would look at his calendar from the last week. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? What could I do differently next week? And one of the filters, if you implement that habit, and I would suggest it, that's why we're talking about it, I would suggest looking at your last week and saying, is everything that I did, does it pass this test? Is it a simple, duplicatable task that I did? And is it scalable? Can it be repeated by a large group of people? Or is it something that fed my ego? Did I enjoy being the guy that gets to answer all the questions? You know that kind of thing. So we're going to get into... Hang on a second.
See you later, fool.
Sorry to block a fool.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Sex is an awesome thing, but it's not designed for our periscope.
So that's not what we're talking about.
No, keep that to a different subject.
Exactly. All right, so let's talk about what we call 2 to 3 year plan hours versus 45-year plan hours. Now, 45-year plan hours, what that means is most people...
Yeah, write these down. 2 to 3 year plan hours versus 45-year plan hours. Write that down. We should have visual aid today.
I know, we should have.
You're in charge of visual aid.
Darn it, I'm so sorry.
You're fired.
Yes, I didn't have enough time today.
Another time.
So, 45-year plan hours, what that means is most people, they go to work around the age of 20 to 25, and they retire around the age of 60 to 65, meaning that they worked 45 years of their life. That's what most people do in their life. When you are in direct sales network marketing, we talk about...
Thank you for putting notes on that. I appreciate that.
We talk about 2 to 3 years. So in 2 to 3 years, you're able to produce what somebody that worked 45 years was able to produce. That is our goal. That's what we're trying to do in direct sales and network marketing.
And that doesn't happen from the amount of your effort. In this industry... Mm-hmm. There is a law of decreasing returns that hits in on your time. I compare it to buying real estate. You can buy a house, you can fix it up, paint it, you can do some things to it, and it appreciates real quickly. You know, you mow the grass and put some shrubs, but there's a point of decreasing returns where you continue throwing money into that real estate property and it doesn't go up in value any longer. The same thing with your time in this industry. You know, maybe even with name brands and labels. You could buy a t-shirt from Walmart and it's kind of an entry-level price. You could buy a t-shirt directly from, you know, the Nike store or from, you know, direct from a name brand. But at a certain point, I mean, I don't know if there's such thing as a $2,000 t-shirt. You know, there's
there might be. Who knows with name brands nowadays.
But, yeah, but there would be a lot of decreasing returns on the quality, what they can do with the fabric, the stitching, the quality, and what they're doing with it. And so the same thing with your time.
Yes.
You need a certain amount of time to throw in to prime the pump to begin a process. You can't sit back and do nothing.
Yes.
But there is a law of decreasing returns, and it seems to cap at around 15 hours, you know, the amount of time that you allow yourself to be available to be involved in your business is sort of the time that it takes. And after 15, it's like I challenge people, could you have just been smarter inside the 15 and have packed more into it? Scaling beyond it isn't necessarily going to produce a better return.
So 45-year plan hours, in that you have to look at that is what you do inside of your network marketing company that David's talking about. It's the hours of production that you personally do. Now, this is really important to know. People do what you do not what you say.
And usually a little less of it.
Exactly. So write this down today too. People do what you do, not what you say. And so it's important that you do put in those personal 45-year plan hours into your network marketing business. And like David said, you know, 15 hours per week, whatever that looks like, 10 to 15 hours a week is what we call your 45-year plan hours. It's the things that you are doing.
That you're personally doing.
Yes.
Thanks, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us in the house here, dude.
Yes. So 2 to 3 year plan hours, that is what your organization does. Okay. So 2 to 3 year plan hours is what your organization is producing. But your 2 to 3 year plan hours will never happen if you're not doing your 45-year plan hours.
You got to have a certain amount to start with. So let's give you an example of that. Okay, if we are at a meeting, meetings are the best way to create leverage. Mm-hmm. Do I like going to events in direct sales network marketing? Not really. Would I rather be at a football game? Absolutely. But
I think you'd rather be at a football game than do anything else.
Just probably about anything. But network marketing funds me being able to travel and go to all the away games and any football game I want in the world. So,
absolutely.
And so people that say, I don't have enough time, talking about time, I don't have enough time to attend that event. They do not understand what is happening in the business. Okay, if you're at an event and it's 2 hours long and your butt is in the seat for 2 hours, that means you have two non-leveraged 45-year plan hours. Thanks for all the hearts, guys. You guys are incredible.
Thank you.
And keep notes on here for us and share this if you guys are kind of journaling that. So if you're at the event for 2 hours, you have two non-leveraged but very necessary hours because it takes a heck of a salesperson to say, you know, there's a meeting coming on Thursday night. It's going to be about 2 hours long. I'm kind of busy because I got stuff going on because I'm busier than you are. But
you should go.
You should really be there because it would help me make more money. So, you know, that just never sells very well. But here's what does sell well. You know what? I'm busy, but I'm gonna make this work in my time mm-hmm. because it's so important for me to create leverage. I'm glad you love leverage. It's going to help me create leverage.
Yes.
And I'm going to be there personally, but I also expect you to be there personally if I'm going to be working with you, okay? And so we're a team. We're both doing the same thing. We're both sowing the same apple seed. But here's what you can have accomplished. If you have 10 people in that same room with you, you're working how many leveraged hours? 20.
20!
So you're working two 45-year plan hours, non-leveraged time, time for money type of thing. Network marketing, in my opinion, probably pays you about minimum wage for the hours you personally spend in it. That's why you need to create leverage if you're going to create wealth in this industry.
Yes.
Working more minimum wage hours is not going to get you where you want to go. So if you put in two non-leveraged hours, but you create 20 leveraged hours because
which
you had
the 2 to 3 year plan hours.
2 to 3 year plan hours because you had 10 people there. That's why you don't have enough time to not be at the meeting.
Because let's think about it. Let's say that you went to the meeting, but you didn't have anybody at the meeting, but you have 10 people in your organization. That means you're going to have to leave that meeting. You're going to have to then go meet with those people to show them what you just learned in your 2 hours.
Crazy.
Exactly. So that is the law of diminishing return. Because when you do that, you did not create any leverage at all. You are the leverage. You are the person doing all of the work.
It's,
you know,
it's less leverage than just trading time for money in an hourly job situation.
Exactly.
There's nothing magical that enables this to work in your advantage. So 45-year plan versus 2 to 3 year plan hours. And so when you're doing the Lee Iacocca thing on Sunday nights, looking at your schedule last week, think, okay, what could I have done to create more leverage in my schedule last week? Mm-hmm. I met with 3 people individually. Maybe I could have combined those into one appointment. Maybe I could have worked smarter, you know, with my time.
Yes. If I'm answering a question for somebody in my organization, instead of just answering it for one person, I maybe do a conference call for 10 people. Or I get at least somebody else on the phone, so I've got multiple people there at that same time. If I'm going to show the business plan and I have one prospect, I'm going to bring somebody else with me so they're learning
this
at the
huge,
same
guys.
Time as I'm showing this prospect.
Hello, Russia.
Hey, Russia. So I'm using my time wisely, getting more production done in my hour that I'm working.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, here's another little principle that works for you psychologically. When you're presenting this business, we've talked about this before when we talk about the art of the appointment, but if you're one-on-one, if I go and I meet with Stacy one-on-one and I present my opportunity in incredible fashion, she gets it. She's like, wow. Mind equals blown. That was incredible. I love this. It's amazing. But David's here by himself presenting this opportunity. I don't know if I could go out and present this one-on-one because I would need a team support around me. Obviously, David doesn't have that. I don't know if I could go out and do what he just did. So sometimes when you work just the 45-year plan hours by themselves, it works against you for lots of reasons, okay, yes, besides just the one. So just trust us on this. Work in teams. You know, if do two or three, you know, people at a time, you know, meet mm-hmm. around a table, and then you can work the most positive person. Somebody's like, this looks amazing. That overcomes the negative person anyway. So working more hours per hour, there's yes. a lot of advantages besides what we get into here.
And really be thinking, if I was making $100,000 a year in this company, how would I probably do this? You know, what would a professional do? And that's how you actually start then. You think, yes. what would a six-figure earner do in this company? Then you do that, and therefore it produces a six-figure income with that company. Six-figure earners are always going to use leverage.
Yep. They, my time's not that valuable yet. I'm just getting started. Well, then it's probably never going to be that valuable.
Yes.
You know, things that you put a lot of value on are going to be received with a lot of value. Next point, and one of our last ones as we kind of wrap up here, mm-hmm. use the tools, don't be the tool.
Oh my gosh, so important.
This is huge. Here's what happens. Sometimes when people first begin, they're like, man, I don't really know. That's a great question. I think our company has a video about the product, and I'll send it to you, and we can watch it together and explain it. And they get these great results when they first start. But then yes. something very weird happens. They start to get smart. They've read some brochures. They really screwed up and went to some product training. And now they know a lot of information. And they feel obligated now to share everything that they've learned at 6 events in your corporate convention and 18 hours of reading. Hello again from hopefully some other person from Russia. You're using, you know, all that. And you take it and you're like, Stacy, here is this amazing product. And she says, well, how does it work? Well, let me tell you.
All about it.
And I download, I give her a drink of water out of a fire hose, everything she needs to know about that product. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. Let me think about it because that's a lot of information.
Plus, when David's doing that, it gets exhausting after a while.
For both of us.
Because what ends up happening is, let's say that David gives me a great answer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. Next time that somebody asks me that question, I'm like, I have no idea how to answer it, but David has a great answer for that. So let's call David and ask him. Or you need to call David and ask him. And he becomes the source. He becomes the tool
that I'm using.
Do not be a tool. Exactly. So you want to look at every tool that you have needs to be scaled up infinitely. It's no longer dependent on you. It can be scaled up infinitely, so it's working outside of your time. So when you're sleeping, it's doing the work for you. When you're on vacation, it's doing the work for you. When you're at dinner with your spouse, it's doing the work for you. Unlike when you use yourself as the tool, then when you can't work, you're no longer
working. And at the same time, with the tools, whether you have one person watch it or 100, it's the same amount of work. It takes the same amount of work to hit send. It's the same.
Exactly.
It can be scaled up infinitely, unlike yourself. If you answer the question over and over and over, you're just going to get exhausted. And so use the tool, don't be the tool. I just want to warn you one last time on kind of another angle of this exact thing.
Yes, tools are easily duplicated.
If someone asks you a question and you know the answer, I would be real slow to answer it with your mouth, okay? And here's another tip from Randy Gage. I've learned so much from this dude. It's unbelievable over the years. But he says this phrase, if my lips are moving, they need to be pointing people to a source that is can be scaled up infinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so if my lips are moving, it needs to be, I got 5 minutes to talk to Stacy about this product. I need to spend that 5 minutes connecting her with this tool that can educate her once I'm gone. Because in the future, when she's talking to somebody about it and they have a question, she can use that tool. She's not dependent upon getting them on the phone with me and me being the deal. And so, the tool is my lips are moving. So if my lips are moving, am I pointing her towards an event, towards a meeting, towards a conference call, towards a YouTube video, towards a CD, a download, a brochure, some tool to get her in front of that's going to be building her belief? And that lets her believe, man, I could do this because David just shared the video. I could do that.
Exactly.
Anytime you walk away from an interaction and they're like, wow, David's amazing, that is failure.
Failed!
It feels good. And some people get mistaken with this early on. They're like, well, you know, I'm kind of the expert on helping people lose weight. I'm kind of the, you know, I don't want to brag, but I'm really good at helping people with their pain issues and helping them with these products. That's great, but it feeds your ego, but it is a diminishing return. If you catch yourself answering the same question more than once or twice in a week, you probably need to find a tool to do that for you instead of you being the tool. When I walk away from an interaction with Stacy and she's like, man, I don't understand all that, but man, he just shared with me that video. I could definitely show someone the video that explains that product. I think I could do this. Then it's a simple task that can be repeated by a large group of people.
And scaled up infinitely.
When I answer it, even if I do good and it feeds my ego, that is a difficult task. It took me months, took me years to learn all that information. That's a difficult task that can only be repeated by a small group of people.
Exactly. Great job, baby.
Great job,
you go. So today, in just encompassing what we've talked about.
Visual aid.
Yes. Do not be a tool. And create leverage.
Yes.
Create leverage in yourself. And know that when your mouth is moving, when your lips are moving, you should be pointing people in the direction of some sort of tool.
Yes.
So, and do not forget, we all have the same amount of time. Use your time wisely, create leverage, and use your 2 to 3 year plan hours. That's the power of what we're doing with direct sales and network marketing. So we just bless you.
Yes. Have a great day to be wise with your time, to get a huge return on the time that you sow into your business, to sow apple seeds and be looking for apple trees.
Exactly. So we bless your day. It is going to be a great day, that every day in every way you are getting better and better. We just bless you. We bless your finances. We bless you with favor and prosperity, that everywhere you turn, your life is better.
Thank you guys for sharing. Thanks for your heart. Thanks for being a part of our team.
Bye-bye.